Good morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. We read from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 10. Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, "Blessed are the eyes which see the things you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see and have not seen it, and to hear what you hear and have not heard it. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' He said to him, 'What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?' So he answered and said, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.' And he said to him, 'You have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live.' But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' Then Jesus answered and said, 'A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you.' So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?" And he said, "He who showed mercy on him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, so said Jesus to his disciples. Up until God's appearance in the flesh, his people had to be content with shadows and types. But now the fullness of God's grace appeared before their eyes. Abraham saw Christ prefigured in the ram that he offered on Mount Moriah instead of his son Isaac. Moses saw Christ typified in the bronze serpent lifted up on a pole, in the manna that rained from heaven, and in the many animal sacrifices featured in the worship of Israel. King David and the prophets saw Christ in their own writings about his suffering and his kingdom. And now the day had come. God was manifested in the flesh. He who created us in his own image became one of us that he might restore us from sin back to holiness. The glory of Israel, the joy of the nations, the confirmation of God's faithfulness, the righteousness of sinners appeared. Blessed are the eyes which see what you see. But the lawyer was blind. Oh, he was smart. You have to be smart to be a lawyer, but with all his book learning, he was an ignoramus. He missed what the prophets and kings longed for. Standing in front of him was his God and Savior. But he didn't come to him to worship him or to be taught by him or to receive from him the gifts of forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation that only God can give. He came to him to test him. Man puts God on trial. That's nothing new. He's been doing it from the beginning. Indeed, when the devil led Eve to eat the forbidden fruit, he did so by getting her to stand in judgment of the God who would presume to deprive humanity of the knowledge of good and evil. On matters of right and wrong, man loves to put God to the test. What arrogance! But it is so common as to go unnoticed. The creature talks back to his creator. The point on which the lawyer tested Jesus was, as you might expect, a matter of the law. "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Never mind the presumption in thinking that he could do something to inherit eternal life, as if eternal life were earned by our doing rather than freely given by God's grace, the question was designed to lure Jesus into taking a side on one of the endless and fruitless debates engaged in by Jewish rabbis. Everybody was an expert in his own mind, and the leading rabbis all had their disciples who would parrot their opinions as if they were God's own voice. No matter which rabbi Jesus agreed with, he would find himself trapped in controversy. But Jesus was no ordinary teacher. He didn't teach according to the ever-evolving tradition of men. He taught according to the unchanging standard of God's written word. So he directed the lawyer to God's written word. He asked, "What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?" The law was a reference to the writings of Moses, the first five books of the Bible. If you have a theological question, go to where it is written by inspiration of the Holy Ghost. The lawyer knew what was written. Enmeshed as he was in the nitpicking, T-crossing, and I-dotting arguments of the rabbis, he still knew what was written. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." That was the right answer. If a law had been given that could have given life, this was it. The lawyer quoted from the writings of Moses, recorded